Welcome to the Evalytic Bites Expert Chats podcast, where we get professional insights from thought leaders in marketing and business communication so you can amplify your campaigns.
Welcome to the Evalytic Bites podcast. Our guest today is Musa Kalenga. With many titles to his name, Musa is the CEO and co-founder of Bridge Labs, as well as a shareholder and board member at the Brave Group. Musa worked as managing director at IHOP World before becoming group head of digital marketing at Nedbank and then Facebook client partner for Africa. Welcome and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Karen. It's awesome to be here. I'm in winter mode right now, so I'm about to go into hibernation, but I'm glad to be having this conversation to warm myself up a little bit. And I'm really, really glad to see you again. I'm glad you're doing well.
Awesome. Thank you. Gone are the days when marketing used to be as simple as a billboard or TV ad to bring you lots of business. There was far less competition and every brand could get noticed with less effort. Now we sit with an influx of marketing and advertising across all different platforms fighting for our attention. What are some of the things that marketers need to consider to stay ahead of their competitors?
You're absolutely right. I mean, I think in the age of information that we find ourselves, there is infinite amounts of content out there, all of them fighting for our attention. And so the big challenge that we face is in the sea of data, information, and noise, how do you actually cut through and remain relevant? So most brands have been trying to figure this out. And what happened is that technology has provided some interesting ways to start getting ahead of the curve from this perspective. So there's some new tech and there's some new mechanisms that allow you to stay ahead of the curve by cutting through that noise and ensuring that that clutter doesn't actually hamper or impact on your message. I'm typically quite excited by that because it also creates some new creative avenues for us to be speaking to consumers, for us to be leveraging the tech that exists, but also to continue to build brands that matter and that resonate with people. So yes, I mean, I think it's a challenge for a lot of brands and marketers, but you know, content that is able to be discovered in a more organic way really is the way to go. And so the power of discovery is core to us being able to cut through the clutter. And marketers typically everywhere are faced with the same goal, is how, when you cut through the clutter, ensuring that you're relevant. And so customer understanding informs how we put together messages, how we build and articulate great campaigns, all of those in aid of being able to start driving value with our customers. So I think, yes, the world has changed fundamentally, Karen, and I think we're in a place now where if you're adopting technology and you're enjoying the journey, you're likely to have better success than those that have not even started adopting the journey. And the cut through that you're going to need to get will be as a result of the tech and the great messages from wonderful brands. So,
and I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's really imperative that we are able to provide relevant content, and that's really where effective data collection and targeting come into play. I also feel that this is where email and automation come in quite strongly, as it allows you to be much more targeted and personalized with your communications based on a person's unique interests and or behaviors, so therefore providing more relevant content.
Absolutely. Email still remains one of the mainstay and most impactful and effective way to market to people on a one-to-one basis. As you've mentioned, should you be collecting the correct information and data on your potential customers and consumers, it really allows you to be more nuanced in the way you speak to them and how you show up. So email marketing at its core integrates the use of data in a smart way to speak to consumers in a much more relevant way, but it also allows you ultimate trackability. I know there's been a lot of investments that have been made to improve technologies like Evalytic to ensure that you know exactly where your money is being spent when you are doing email marketing. And I think that's just a great way to reinforce the value that you'll be creating. So yes, I firmly believe that in the marketing mix, emails definitely help us to use data a lot better. And from the campaigns that I've seen that have worked, they generally deliver quite well on results.
Yeah, 100%. And I think you touched on a very interesting point there as well. Your data needs to be correct. I've received email Absolutely. Campaigns where they say, "Hi, Kate." And I'm not Kate, immediately I'm disengaged. So it's really important that that data aspect. So let's talk a little bit about how we can effectively use our data to provide great content that converts.
So, I mean, based on the theory that the more we personalize our messages, the higher level of impact we'll have, data really is a crucial starting point to ensure that the personalization that reaches someone makes sense. So I think the big challenge for many organizations is starting from a database that is not only compliant, but one that is able to, you know, gain value over time. So when you are collecting data on your customers or potential customers, try and enrich those data sources as much as possible. So the more you enrich the data sources, the more you have an increased canvas from a creativity perspective to play. So if you only know that Musa lives in Johannesburg and you know, maybe likes football, you're quite limited in the things that you can do and say creatively. Whereas if you start layering into that the fact that I have children, the fact that you know, I'm an entrepreneur, the fact that I enjoy particular things, it then gives you the insight from a data perspective to be more relevant in your campaigning. The second thing, I think, using the medium for to be fit for purpose is understanding the features that you can actually activate within an email campaign, right? If you think about whether it's click-throughs, whether it's high media or better media formats, whether it's video content, all of those things become features in which you can start to really play creatively. Now, if your data has been wrong and you use all the wonderful features, you're still not solving the problem. So you actually have to ladder on fantastic data with using features of email marketing as an example. So I think that really, as I said, creates a great opportunity, but the starting point definitely means that we have to become more robust in the way we think about data and more responsible in the way we collect it and how we build it over time.
And I think asking our customers, you know, you ask the questions to gather this data. You can use it in customer surveys. They're not opposed to giving you this information, especially if it's going to allow for a more personalized experience at the end of the day.
Absolutely. I think people understand what value is. So, you know, it's always that, you know, that value exchange. And I'm giving you information, which more and more, I think consumers are becoming woke to the fact that information, and their personal information, it has currency. But the reality is that what's the reciprocal? You know, what do I get as a result of being able to provide you with information? So I think from that perspective, I believe very much in that principle that people are willing to engage. They're willing to give information, especially if you as a brand have been responsible about it, right? So if you're not a flash in the pan brand that pops up and disappears, and that you continue to build a relationship over time, I think soliciting some of that data becomes a lot easier.
Yeah, consistency is definitely key. So what would you recommend marketers start doing today to work towards providing more meaningful experiences for their audience?
So I think what we've alluded to is that I suppose the marketer of the future has to be fundamentally more data-driven than what we've been in the past. So I think the awareness around the touch points in terms of channels where you're interacting with your consumers is really important. So that map of channels or touch points needs to be clear in the mind of a marketer to understand at which points you've got opportunities to collect data or to engage. I think once you do that, it allows you to at least identify the sources of information which you need to get data from. The second thing ultimately is the warehousing. So making sure that that data is going to some place and that you've been able to get the correct permissions for you to, you know, keep that data. The warehousing solution is really important because ultimately as an asset to the organization, you can start to layer in other things based on being able to have a central database. So marketing information can be layered in with customer sales information, can be layered in with social media information, et cetera, et cetera. But if you don't have it all converging in one place, it becomes, you know, difficult to do. The third thing is probably get the skills in the business that allow you to understand how you run models, build data sets, understand how to analyze the information, get the sense of how to trend information, et cetera, et cetera, on the data that you're collecting. And sometimes that may mean a bit of an investment because typically data scientists and data skills don't necessarily sit in the marketing space, but that's changing rapidly. And so the skills that you require to be able to turn that data into insight become really important. And then last but not least, I think create as many forums or platforms as possible where you can start using that data to also engage other parts of your business. You know, marketing doesn't operate in isolation. And so the notion around collaboration becomes quite important because data is an asset that kind of spans the entire business. So I'm always a big, big advocate of trying to get as many people to be exposed to the data as possible so that you can see what else can be done.
Yeah, I love that. We actually work quite well in that way because we align with our sales department to get an insight into how the, you know, the questions the prospects are asking, and then our relationship managers to get an understanding of the types of questions our customers are asking, and that kind of helps us build our marketing campaign. So I agree. I think collaboration and this whole marketing is a siloed approach. It won't work. You can't, as marketers, it's the research that gives you, feeds you the information. But if you're not getting information off the ground, you know, how effective can your campaigns really be?
Absolutely. And it's a challenge at the same time. I think, you know, it's not a traditional way of thinking, especially for marketers that are, you know, coming from our, you know, previous dispensation. But I think it is a way that is driving value creation in the future, to think about things in a much more data-centric way.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks. This has been really, really great. Thanks for your time today. And I look forward to chatting to you again soon.
Absolutely. And thank you once again for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I hope there was some value created in this little chat of ours. Thank you.
Definitely. Cheers, Musa.
Cheers.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.